Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did the Ravens get better yesterday? No, I don't think they got better yesterday. I don't think they got any worse. But my question to you is, in the AFC, who got better? You think the Colts got better?
I mean, for this year, yes.
You think the Chiefs got better? They didn't do anything.
No, they didn't want to.
But the Bills do.
They almost got Breece Hall, but they didn't want to. They wanted to give up a third. What was it? A fourth and not a third.
What the Bills do?
I don't think they did anything really.
Did anybody in our division do anything?
Traded pieces away.
Okay.
Cincinnati and Cleveland, right?
Who else in front of them? What did the Chargers do?
They added a left tackle.
Okay. They had to because Alt is down there, right?
Well, I mean, they have all their tackles. I mean, their whole line's just decimated.
Right. So who else? What did the Broncos do?
Nothing major.
No. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying I'm happy with being behind those teams. I'm not. But at the same time, and you and I talked about this yesterday, Ed. I think we said this off air. I'd rather know that I have a chance for the next 5 years than to put all my chips in the middle of the table for this year. I don't want to do that.
I never want to do that.
I'd like to see him do it every once in a while, if I'm being honest.
Really?
I mean, because I think there's a time and place for it. And I love what Howie Roseman said yesterday, like, for the Eagles. Because, and I love DaCosta. I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping the draft picks. But I do think there are times where it's like, this is the guy that puts us over the top, so let's take that chance. And he basically said, if you're not willing to risk it, you know, you're not willing to take that chance, you're never going to find exactly what you're looking for. Everything has to work out just right.
You know? And I agree with you, but there's another saying as well. The risk has to be worth the reward. Does the DaCosta feel like the pieces that were out there were worth the reward, worth the risk, rather? I don't know.
Well, I don't know that I'd have given up what they gave up for Quinnen Williams and what they gave up for Sauce Gardner. Those are the two biggest trades, right, for what the returns were.
Cowboys had Logan Wilson, too.
Good player, but like he wasn't even
the guy on his own team.
Yeah, he wasn't even getting
the
reps
job.
There. Yeah. Well, I remember you said yesterday, he's like, that's the big move they're making.
Yeah.
Once they got that, and everybody's like, hold on, Jerry, you're talking. I think they just bit the bullet and decided to get him. But they still gotta find somebody that can cover on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Unless those guys up front are gonna get there.
Let's go to Baltimore, get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, let me cut real quick. Just give me like 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds. Look real quick, right? I'm sick of these Ravens fans. Every year is the same thing. Trade deadline, free agency. Oh, EDC should get this person, this and that. Last year, who did he go out and get? Who did he go out and get? I don't know. I can't remember, but we know how these fans is. Y'all quick to praise EDC. Let me ask y'all a question real quick, Jeremy, Rob, and Ed, and Joe. Let's be honest. Why did Raven, not y'all, but why did Raven fans really want Jair Alexander on the Ravens?
Because he needed cornerback help, and he was very cheap. They took a flyer on him.
And they knew the name.
You're wrong, Ed. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because he went to Louisville. That's the only reason why Raven
you mean because he's Lamar's teammate?
He went to Louisville to play with Lamar.
I was pretty excited about it. Yeah. He was a good cornerback and needed corner depth, and he was very, very cheap.
We even said adding him, if they don't get anything from him, they didn't risk anything. Yeah.
I was lukewarm about him. Yeah. I didn't think it was a bad move, but I was so...
You wanted Ramsey.
Exactly. I was so pumped up for Ramsey that I felt a little let down that they got Jair.
Okay, yeah, but basically what I'm trying to say is, Ravens fans, they get so hyped. Oh, yeah, this going to be like the Louisville days. Look, it ain't happened. I just don't get this thing. I see tweets talking about Ozzie was better. Like, I ain't even trying to, like, diss my man Ozzie, but let's be real. Name a player that Ozzy ever traded for in season.
Never. I don't, never.
Hold on. Let me finish cooking. Let's talk about the draft. Because I remember when Ozzy drafted about four wide receivers in a draft class, and none of them made the team. But all y'all do is sit up here and want to, EDC this, EDC that.
Was that the Tandon Doss class, Trippy?
Huh?
Was that the Tandon Doss class?
You know what? No, I think it was probably later than that. All okay. I remember, they drafted that white boy from Kentucky. I think he played like what's the name? I forgot. But basically what I'm saying is, man, and speaking of wide receivers, hello? Can somebody name a nice wide receiver that Ozzy drafted? Like, come on, man. And I'm going to keep saying this, right? I feel like EDC won his own head coach. Like, Steve, if you listening right now, can you please get a new head coach? I want to see what EDC can do with another head coach, because this head coach is a joke, and all Ravens fans do is keep crying. Maybe that's why we brought two other safeties in, because we've been wanting to put Kyle Hamilton in the box, but how could we put him in the box when we don't have another safety back there? Everybody was praising, we got all these undrafted players. Look, number 30.
Hey, Trippy, we got to run, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Wally in Baltimore. What's up, Wally?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
I get what you're saying. If we have cap space, I think we should be going all in. Because if we don't have but so many years left with this squad that we have, Derrick Henry, Lamar is getting to his point where, you know, quarterbacks, they get a good run, but they're not winning. Along with, I understand why Indianapolis did what they did. You know, they looking at, they got a quarterback, running back, decent receivers. They need to solidify their secondary, so they went in and figured if they got to go down the AFC road and face some of the quarterbacks that they got to have, they're gonna need a.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you what, it's nice when someone does something like what the Rams did and you give up all your draft picks and you win the Super Bowl. But more times than not, we see teams get rid of draft picks to try to help for now. And then all of a sudden, the year comes up and it's like, man, we need a pass rusher. Oh, we'd be picking there? Or if your season goes to crap and now you're giving up top 5 picks, top 10 picks, whatever it may be. The sad part about this is that picks are so valuable in the NFL, and people don't realize it.
Especially, I think they're more valuable in the NFL than any other league.
I do too. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, it's lottery or nothing. I'm not telling you you don't get good players after that.
But you don't get great players. Yeah. How many players that come after the lottery in the NBA come in and make an instant splash?
I mean, there's been
not often.
I can name a couple over the past few years.
A couple, but the front end guys are the ones that come in right away.
The ones that are going to put you over the top, right?
In the NFL, you have guys drafted in the 3rd and 4th round to come in right away and help you out.
And I don't need people like, trust me, there are players that you've picked up that have helped teams out. Donovan Mitchell was 16th, and he came in like gangbusters and was just fantastic in his rookie year. Nobody saw that, by the way, Louisville. Nobody saw that at all.
Let's go to Larry on East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I said they did the right thing hollering about the Ravens. They know if they got 5 losses, if they have about 1 or 2, I'm like, what the? Yeah. Indianapolis stupid. Gave him 2 drafts. Well, you need a quarterback. Daniel Jones is a bum. So you know what happened? They're not going to win. You know what happened to Cinderella at midnight?
the clothes come off.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Dan Jones going to turn into what he is. Nothing. What happened to him Sunday up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You said what?
He didn't look good in Pittsburgh, Daniel Jones.
No.
He ain't going to look good. No, his coach ain't going nowhere.
Well, he looked good in every other game, though. I mean, I don't think Daniel Jones is great by any stretch. But to think that he can't turn it around like Sam Darnold did in Minnesota, does that mean they end up winning the Super Bowl? No. But, like, Give credit where credit's due. He looks good this year.
Larry's the most matter-of-fact caller we have, though. Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, brothers.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Everybody say, you don't keep on saying I talk too fast. I'm just hyper, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them they listen too slow.
Yeah. Listen, everybody got to just chill out. Like, Tripp and them got to chill out. We got a fire Harbaugh. Listen, name a team or another city that would love to have Harbaugh. Okay, he's not making all the, oh my God, he's this removes all that stuff. But listen, we'll be okay. The draft pick we got now, he'll put it over the hump. I still have the Ravens going to the NFC Championship game, and I'm thinking they're going to go to Super Bowl. Colts and them, all right, they're all good teams, but they're overrated for me. Even Pittsburgh, they won because Colts had to fumble the ball 7 times. New England, they suck. All right, and then you got Kansas City. They ain't all that either. We'll be okay. And Buffalo, they are soft. We'll be okay. Our corners are playing better. Our defense is giving it only 17, 13 points a game, that 3 games. I mean, Van Noy, with that guy that we got right now, he'll get there. He'll get up the middle. So Van Noy have more sacks, and Green will explode. We'll be okay. If I got to chill out, relax, and talk slower, that's all.
Don't talk slow, man. You make me feel at home.
So to like a lot of people's points about the moves that were made, and we didn't know this when it first came down, but the trade they made for the pass rusher out of Tennessee, it has escalators in it depending on his performance, which I thought that was kind of interesting because if he gets 2 sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, it goes up to a 4th-round pick.
Elevators are quicker, though.
Escalators.
Elevators.
That's how it gets escalated. You don't elevate it, you escalate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.